Hey everybody, Craig from Craig McKim Networking here. How are you? Thank you so much for listening. Truly, truly appreciate it. So off the heels of last week's episode, I wanted to talk about, talking about mindset and action and networking. I want to get into the individual topics of mindset and action, but today more mindset. And we're going to start with reframing and reframing your mind about a networking event. When I talk about events, I mean, you know, going out to the, maybe to the bar after work and talking to some people that are in the industry or that are around the industry that you work, or a chamber event, mixer, whatever, you know, whatever the case may be, what have you. And when we talk about reframing, I mean, starting to look at what you are going to talk about when you get there. Because I think a lot of times people have that question. Like, I've literally fielded that question. Like, I don't even know, what should I be talking about here? And my answer is typically around this is no small talk. Nobody wants to talk about the weather. Nobody wants to talk about traffic. Now, you may mention it like, oh man, I'm sorry, I'm late. You know, I was dealing with, you know, there's a backup on, you know, at the highway or whatever. But for the most part, that's really small. You can do away with that. Also, you want to stay away from the big talk. And I think most people understand that you don't want to go into a conversation with people that you don't know about politics or religion. Now, I say that, and I say that for small talk too, but maybe you're networking in that crowd. Maybe you're networking with the transportation authority or you're networking at a church event. So of course religion's going to come up. Okay, like I get it. But for the most part in business, you're kind of staying away from those topics. So you want to be right in between there. And a lot of times you want to make it, I don't know if it's necessarily fun, but you want to make it interesting to that person. So you want to go ahead and prepare about three questions for whomever you may come across, and they can be, and they're general, so it doesn't have to be about their work. Actually, I would suggest not about their work. And how do you do that? Of course, you're going to find out what they do and things like that. But when you want to get to know somebody, and that's why you're there, you want to get to know somebody, and you're going to ask them questions that are about them. And just some examples are things like, "Hey, what's the last great vacation you were on?" Or, you know, "What's your dream vacation?" Which these are all going to sound maybe a little weird to be asking somebody you don't know, but these are also things that make you memorable to them and show that you had interest in what they are about or what they like. And so it'll make a big difference. And once you practice it and get used to it, it'll come a lot easier for you to do that and not get so caught up in your head on asking those types of questions, because they are kind of personal. So you ask about their best vacation or their favorite vacation spot, maybe the best book that they've ever read. You're looking for something, you're looking to, you know, to get a good book. What would they recommend? Or what their current or long-term passion is. What is it, if money wasn't a factor, what would they be doing? What kind of job would they have? You know, is it making donuts? Is it paper mache? Is it, you know, what is it? What are they, you know, what would they like to do? And get them talking about themselves. Let's face it, our favorite topic typically is ourself. We got all the answers, right? And just realize that people do like to talk about themselves till you hit those introverts, and, you know, we'll deal with that a little bit later. But most of all, what you're there to do is find out how you can help somebody. If you can put your mind in that state of, I'm not here to have small talk, I'm here to learn about somebody and potentially help them, that's where you want to be. And you may ask, how do you do that? How do I find out how I can help somebody? You literally ask them in these words, how can I help you? And they may say, hey, just keep me in mind. They may not even know. It might be a great question for them to have. It may be a great question for them to have the answer to. Many people won't. They're just there networking. They're not really sure what they are there doing. So remember that. You're there to help. Anyway, first mindset only episode done. Get out there, ask questions, reframe, and have some fun. That's all I got. Have a great one. I'll talk to you real soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.